So today I'd like to talk about some of the standard traditional open government practices like open meetings and the Public Information Act, but also talk a little bit about what's coming down the road. I think rather than technology solutions, it's more like, oh my God, technology problems. So stay tuned for that part of it. First, I want to talk about open meetings and some of the recent legislation. Some of this was touched on earlier. In this case, a little bit of history is necessary. Back in 2013, there were two bills passed. They're listed here, 2414 and Senate Bill 984, and they amended parts of the Open Meetings Act to allow video conferencing. Some of you, maybe many of you, know that teleconferencing was allowed, audio only, but only to essentially listen in. You were not allowed to count for a quorum. You weren't allowed to vote if you were a board or commission member. These bills changed that specifically to allow those things. A board member or commission member could participate by video conference. They could count for the quorum. They could vote. They could deliberate. They could engage in questions to people who were speaking at the board meetings. There was, however, a little bit of a problem. The House and Senate bills were both passed and signed. I assume they did not go to conference committee, and we ended up with two separate bills affecting the exact same section of government code, subsection 127 there, and the conflicting language made it a little unclear, a little ambiguous as to what would happen if your technical connection failed during the course of the board meeting.